This event is a no event event. We have had to cancel several of our events where a lot of people would have had to get together. So we thought, what else could we do that not only drives fundraising for us, but also drives awareness for some of our services? So we came up with this couch potato, stay at home, no run, walk, 0.0K. So really, it's to help fill in some of the gaps that we have lost with some of our other fundraising. The idea of this came about just by brainstorming, like, what could we do where people don't have to get together, where we could maybe still get some people's attention and highlight isolation, which is part of the reason we wanted to do this, is that the seniors that we care for here in Idaho, a lot of them are isolated anyways, even outside of the pandemic. A lot of them are isolated and even on a good day don't see many people. So we wanted to bring that to light, and we found the best way we could do that is by asking people to take an hour of their time and sit on their couch. Since this is a total virtual event, I'm excited to see who picks this up and where we get donations from. That will be fun to see when this is all done. We are encouraging people on next Saturday, April 25th, to take an hour out of their day and just sit on their couch. Since we can't gather and go for a walk or take a run or anything, we're just having people sit on their couch. And through this, hopefully people are able to recognize what isolation feels like to seniors each and every day. One of the things we are asking people to do is maybe reach out to a grandparent or a parent that might be isolated. These times are especially hard for them as everybody's at home and they could still feel like they're being forgotten. Really, what I'm hoping to see out of this is, number one, awareness, so that when we get out of these stay-at-home orders that have been issued all over the country, that our seniors who don't necessarily get to leave the house after the stay-at-home order is lifted are not forgotten. Previously to the coronavirus and the stay-at-home orders, we felt like maybe our seniors that are isolated, the ones that we serve our Meals on Wheels to, had been forgotten. We seem to, as a society, put our seniors up on a shelf and forget about them, but now they're right back in the focus. So we're hoping that we can keep them in focus for some time after all of this passes. So the beneficiaries for this fundraiser are Metro Meals on Wheels, which serves Meals on Wheels to people in the Boise, Idaho area, and also Metro Community Services. So Metro Community Services is a group located in Caldwell, Idaho, that serves senior citizens that may not be able to get out of their home that often. So out there we have transportation services, we have in-home services, which is something where if a senior needs somebody to come clean their house, we have that service for them. We have weatherization, so if a senior needs to maybe insulate their windows or insulate their house a little bit, we can do that. We have a food bank. We also have a food pantry. So a lot of the funds that we earn out of this will go directly to Metro Community Services and Metro Meals on Wheels. So some of the fun we expect to have during this will mostly be on social media. There's all sorts of memes that are out there right now that are, it seems like every day there's a new funny meme about staying at home or being isolated or just fun stuff that's happening. So we're just looking to interact with one another on social media. One of our sponsors, the Idaho Center, may have some fun things up their sleeve as well. I'm thinking maybe they are going to offer some tickets. Maybe we'll do a raffle. Who knows? The sky's the limit. It's been pretty amazing watching our community here in Boise really kind of circle the wagons around our senior citizens I'm hoping that we can keep this momentum going. I'm hoping to keep our seniors front of mind, top of mind, as we move forward and as things start to relax a little bit and we get back to whatever our new normal is going to be. But I'm really hoping that seniors will stay in people's minds and that we won't forget to call our grandmas. We won't forget to make it a point in our day or week to reach out to those who may be struggling with isolation.